aggressive, buying time, killing people, that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they warm. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rain, they burn the kids, no one lives gun. Trees, lime, to your face, fight. Social side, they don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, it's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids, no more things, gun, trees, lie to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Stevens, this is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, and it is, I think, the 14th of December, 15th of December, 2016, and we ain't going anywhere around here. All the roads are closed. We've had a real global warming event, I guess you'd call it. It's freezing freaking cold out, and all the highways in and out of where I'm at are closed, and for quite a huge area around us. So if anybody sees Al Gore in their travels, would you kindly give him a slap up the back of the head for me and rock his boat? Rock Al's world, if you will. Maybe he'll put our storm into his Inconvenient Truth sequel. Now, I keep telling people the world's upside down. The world is upside down. We are enslaved in a fictional world, and that's a fact. And years ago, when I looked up the word humbug, it kind of threw me. Because this is how the deception works. Now, if you remember, I don't remember what the hell that movie was. Was it Christmas Story? It was Scrooge in it, I guess it was. Christmas something, Christmas Story. Anyways, it was Scrooge. And everybody's all caught up in this Christmassy stuff. Except Scrooge. Now, the one thing about these, I don't know what you want to call them. Call them the Jews, call them the Ashkenazi Jews, call them the Rothschilds, call them the Rockefellers, call them the Looney Tunes, call them whatever you want, the psychopaths, sociopaths, all the same thing. They always tell you what they're up to. Always. They don't know what it is. It's something sick about them. They always like to tell you what they're doing. I mean, you can read all their documents. They write everything down. But, a perfect example, there was two incidences where the word that I'm aware of anyways, were two words. Or two movies where the word humbug was used. One was, I think it's Christmas Story, and the other one is Wizard of Oz. And in the Wizard of Oz, you had this little fat guy pulling the levers and that, and keeping the populace under control and scared of the mighty Oz. And he had little witches and that running around, and monkeys. And when the little dog pulled the curtain back on Oz, and here's this little fat fart pulling the levers, pulling the strings, keeping people in fear, keeping them enslaved by fear. So they're not living their real lives. They're living the life set out by Oz. And I think it was the Scarecrow, when he saw the little fat man behind the curtain, just said, "You're a humbug." And Oz says, "Yeah, I'm a humbug." And I really didn't look that up for a long time. And then Scrooge says humbug. Now, what does humbug mean? It means trickery, deception. And so they're telling you. See, the people are looking, oh, he's a humbug. No, they're telling you how things operate. And when Scrooge says humbug, everyone, oh, Scrooge is a nasty old fart. No, what he was doing was telling people the truth. It's trickery. It's a deception. They always tell you what they're up to. They always tell you what they're doing, but they promote it in such a way as entertainment and that. And it's always used to either control or move the masses to where they want to move them to. But they always tell you what they're up to. And the fortunate part is that we were never taught by our educators what to be on the lookout for. But then the schools are set up to deceive you as well. So I'm sure they told us, but we didn't catch it. You know, I did have that teacher. My wife hates when I say this, but I did have that teacher in grade school who said, "Believe nothing you see, read, or hear until you personally verify it. Because if you fail to do so, you open your mind and accepting all manner of propaganda and outright lies is truth." And through the years, the vast majority of the people now believe the propaganda and the outright lies as truth. Well, you don't have to go any farther than man caused global warming, change to climate change, change to human caused climate change. They're very good wordsmiths. And we're not very good at reading the words. Now, there's a story. Where did I find that story? There's a story in the Toronto Star, which is a thing that makes me want to puke. Now, this is Canada. Canada was founded by European settlers. It wasn't founded by European settlers. European settlers came here. It's actually founded by a bunch of greedy SOBs who created a corporation, put a claim on the land. So, but it was peopled by Europeans, white Europeans. So I'm going to put this in the chat here. And you tell me, if you see any white Europeans in this picture. Here we have the board chair saying the force belongs to the people. Now, the guy's name, I know he's wearing a funny looking hat. It looks like a turban. And his name is Emmerich, I can't even say this, but it's most definitely not a white European name, and the lady beside him is obviously not white or European descent either. And this is in the city of Toronto, or the Toronto region, Peel region, in the greater Toronto area. Now, this guy used to be, I think, in a former oil executive, has ended up chair of the police region or the Peel Police Region Police Board. Now, why in the hell would a former oil executive want to be the chair of the Peel Region Police Board? I don't know, but it doesn't make any sense. But they're bringing these people into all levels of our governments, and the whiteness of our legislatures and that is getting nefariously darker and darker. It's all part of the takeover. But what I found interesting here, this here particular thing is about a incident that happened, I think it was in 2015. The cops were out to shoot somebody. He had a kitchen knife. Ooh. And I think, I forget how many shots were fired, 19 or something. 11 of them hit the guy with the kitchen knife. And a stray bullet went through a house and hit a woman in the back. Now, she's been trying ever since to find out who the hell shot her. All she wanted to know was who shot me. But nobody's telling her. So she has finally launched a lawsuit against the Peel Regional Police and the police board for $21 million. Well, now she's got their attention. And what we find out, as we already knew, or at least I already knew, is that the police board is responsible for the police because it's their employer. So now they're having a big hoo-ha here. Let me just back up and see if I can get to the first story here that's attached to this. If I can dig it out here. Maybe it's attached to the bottom of that other thing. Well, let me go forward here for a minute. See if I can get the attachment back at the bottom of it. Yeah. Peel Police Board calls emergency meeting in wake of $21 million lawsuit against chief and others. And they're really freaking out now. Because and he also says that, the lawsuit is mainly against the chief, and the Peel Regional Board says we're involved in this only because we're the employer. Well, you employed them, that puts you in the parent position, that makes you liable for the actions of those that you hired, and that's a fact. It's a little known fact because the police board will tell you they're not responsible for the actions of the police when in fact they are. So this is the other part of the story. You can get to the link on the main story here. From the link at the bottom of the one I put in the chat. And, or you can just, if you're listening and not in the chat, you can just crack into your browser or your search engine. Peel Police Board calls emergency meeting. That will get you to the story. Now, here we have a white woman who is the chief of police for Peel Region. Now, why would a woman be the chief of police? I think it's the second largest, or it's a very large police force. Anyways, the Peel Regional Police Force is quite large, and we have a woman at the head of it. And the Premier of Ontario is a woman. And the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario is a woman. She's not just a woman. She's a snake. She came from the United Nations Environment Program. with Maura Strong being the first, and then she was a follower of him, and now she is sitting as queen in the position of lieutenant governor, queen in place, or in place of queen. In Ontario, we have Rachel Notley, who is the premier of Alberta, our big oil producer. We have Christy Clark, who is the premier of BC. And we have all through, everywhere you look, women going into higher and higher positions of power. Now, are these people qualified? Well, not from what I've seen. Well, then why are they there? Well, you got to go back to the Gaia syndrome or the Gaia syndrome. And the idea is really, if you're a male, you're kind of in a sorry position, especially if you're a straight male or a straight woman, you're in kind of a pissy position because your worth, your status, your stature is rapidly being diminished as they move this nonsense into our system. Now, this may be a very nice woman, but most police chiefs are liars and deceivers and whatnot. That's what their position requires of them. So we have a white police chief, female, and this lady is suing Chief Jennifer Evans, has been named in a $21 million lawsuit launched by a woman who was struck by a stray bullet fired in by police in Mississauga, who were investigating an incident nearby in 2015. It's an incident. So now we have the board chairman, Mr. Turbin. I'll just call him that because I can't pronounce his name, who told the Star about the meeting on Wednesday would not rule out an internal investigation into the chief's alleged conduct after a woman standing in her townhouse kitchen was hit by a stray bullet fired by a Peel officer responding to a nearby incident. The lawsuit alleges Evans all but guaranteed the victim, Susan Zurich, who was a second-year police foundation student in college, a future in policing, when the chief visited her hospital room shortly after the shooting. The board is taking this very seriously, says Mr. Turbin, acknowledging that the board is also named in the lawsuit, but he added only because it's Evans' employer. Well, yeah, because the employer in this case is responsible for the actions of their employees while on duty. If you walk into Walmart and an employee comes up and slugs you in the head, then you're going to sue not just the lowly employee, you're going to sue the corporation. And that's exactly what's going on here. The regional board or the police board is responsible during working hours of the actions of their employees, plain and simple. You hired them, they're working for you, they're at work, you hit somebody in the head, you're both responsible. It's the parent-child scenario. So, the board is meeting with our solicitors. We take this so seriously that we have called a special meeting at this time, just before Christmas, when people are away, to talk about the lawsuit, how we're going to deal with it, because we have to address it, says Mr. Turbin. That's the message I want to leave with people, that we are taking this very seriously, and to call a special meeting on such short notice is an indication of that. No, what you're indicating is your heads are on the frickin' chopping block, and you're scared shitless, and you're going to try to wiggle your way out of this. That's what you're saying, Mr. Turbin. In a statement emailed to the Star Wednesday, Evans, the police chief, said these allegations are without merit, and we will defend the matter vigorously in court. Well, all the lady that got shot asked for was who the hell shot her. And we get a big cover up. Nobody wants to say who shot her. The lady's been trying everything in her power to get the information as to actually who shot her. But the police and Mr. Turbin haven't been forthcoming with the information. So now the lady enters a $21 million lawsuit against these clowns. And all of a sudden, they're taking it real seriously. The lawsuit alleges that Evans, the police chief, knew at the material time the plaintiff was suffering from a gunshot wound inflicted by an officer under her command, and that any dealings with her should be only be conducted by investigators of this special investigations unit, according to Zerk's statement of claim. Peel officers fired 19 bullets on Queen Frederica Drive in Mississauga on March 20, 2015. 11 struck Mark Ekmonde. I can't read that name either. Must not be another white guy who was reportedly approaching officers with a kitchen knife. One of the bullets hit Zerk, who was in her kitchen at the time. She was never told which officer responsible for the firing the shot that struck her. The lawsuit also names as defendants three police officers who, according to the lawsuit, were on scene that night and fired at the victim, who died shortly thereafter. Ontario's police watchdog, the Special Investigations Unit, which investigates police encounters that result in death, serious injury, or alleged sexual assault, cleared the officers of any criminal wrongdoing. Well, of course it did, because the Special Investigations Unit is like an ombudsman. And they really don't have any power. It's just to give the men and women the idea that there's something above the damn police keeping an eye on them, which in fact isn't true, because the police, police, the police, and I got that directly from the Attorney General's office all the way to the Premier's office, all the way to the Commissioner of the OPP office in Orillia. The police, police, the police. Zurich alleges Evans visited her in the hospital hours after she had been shot and assured her that she would do whatever she could to help with her career goals. The chief allegedly gave Zurich her business card with a personal telephone number handwritten on it, according to the lawsuit. Asked if the board might conduct its own internal investigation into the allegations against Evans, Mr. Turbin said, "We want to put our collective heads together." In other words, we're trying to figure out how to wiggle our way out of this one. We will have our counsel there, the liars. So we're going to look at what options we have. How do we proceed forward? In other words, how do we use deception, lies, trickery, and so on and so forth to get our asses out of the ringer we find it in at the moment? Now, this is what kills me. Peel Police Board, Mr. Turbin, says police force belongs to the people. That's an interesting deal. The police board chair says police belongs to the people. Really? Are you sure, Mr. Turbin? Are you sure that's who the police force belongs to? All of the police, judges, military, and politicians take an oath to serve the Queen, which is the state. So if you're saying the police board chair says the force belongs to the people, what are you using for a description of people? Because you all took an oath to serve the state, not the men and women. So who are these people that you refer to when you say belongs to the people? How can the police force belong to the people? Because the police force is legislated into existence, yet outside the reach of the very legislature that created it, i.e. the police, police, the police. There is no one in the so-called government of Ontario who can tell the police what to do? Nobody. So if the government, the so-called government, can't tell the police what to do, how is the police force belongs to the people? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So who are these people? Well, if we look at etymology, who are people? People are humans. Well, that's an animal. A human, according to the United Nations, who's big on human rights, humans are a derivative of an ape, which is an animal. And persons, in general. People, population, crowd, humanity, a people, nation, body of citizens. Well, citizen means the same as a subject. A multitude, a crowd, a throng. A von Norn, Argy plus with your iteration, the Anglo, Latin word also is a source of Spanish. In English, it's placed by displaced native folk. Meaning a body of persons comprising a community. Well, that's the body corporate. First recorded late 13th century, meaning common people, masses, is distinguished from nobility. So, who are these people he's talking about? He never mentioned, he didn't say the police force is owned by the men and women of this community or this district or whatever. He said it's owned by the people. Well, if we go over here and we look up people in the legal dictionary, it says the aggregate of the individuals who comprise a state or nation. That's a corporate, that's a body corporate. In a more restricted sense, is generally used in constitutional law, the entire body of those citizens slash subjects of a state or a nation who are vested with political power for political persons, in brackets, the qualified voters. Well, the qualified voters are citizens slash subjects. Also see people, citizenry, community, general public, inhabitants, multitude, nation, national group, nationality, persons, populace, population, race, society, state. Nowhere does it mention a man or a woman. Now, if the people are the body corporate, which they are according to the legal dictionary and to etymology, then the people are persons. And the people they're talking about, the police force is owned by the people. Well, the people are fictional. The people were created by the state. The people are nothing more than pieces of paper. Which makes perfect sense because we're in the legal system, which does not recognize a man or a woman. So now you got Mr. Turbin here yammering on about the police force is owned by the people. He's telling you the truth. But people read it as, yeah, well, he's saying we own the police force. No, that's not what he's saying, boys and girls. It's not what he's saying at all. Qualified voters. The qualified voter is a person. A man or a woman cannot vote in the legal system because the legal system does not recognize a man or a woman. So Mr. Turbanhead is telling the truth, but the question is how many people get it? And I'm sorry to say, I would venture to guess very damn few. So what we have is we have a woman who was shot while in her kitchen, but they don't recognize the woman. And that's where we go back to the separate but indivisible. And we've got to shed this fictional nonsense that has enslaved us. So we have the head of the police board is either the most ignorant one wearing a turban or knows exactly what the hell he's saying, which is a deception, which is a fraud, which means that the chair of the Peel Regional Police Board is guilty of both conspiracy and fraud and should be sued or should have maybe his turban unwound or something. And it's really sad that this goes on and on and on and on. You know, I had the Special Investigations Unit at my home. They were nice people. And they agreed they didn't like the police. They agreed that they were nothing more than a smoke and mirrors to basically protect the nonsense going on by the police. And zoos should be illegal. Zoos should be illegal, in my opinion. Well, you're in a zoo. You are in a zoo. You're a zoo animal, just like the zoo that you think should be illegal. I don't like to see animals caged. But you're caged, so you're in the zoo. So if you think zoos should be illegal, that's incorrect. Zoos should be unlawful, not illegal. Because when you take a wild animal, not a domesticated animal, but when you take a wild animal and you take it out of its natural habitat and you put it behind bars, geez, that sounds kind of like our judicial system, doesn't it? You've harmed the animal. And to cause harm is against the law. It's not illegal to cause harm. It's unlawful to cause harm, but we're not in the system of law. We're in the system of legal. So, you know, we got to get our words right here somehow. Stupid zoo. Absolutely, zoos are stupid. Nothing wants to be saved in a cage. Well, you're saved in a cage. You know, the whole idea of this so-called legal government is they are look after you from cradle to grave. It's not splitting hairs there, road dog, and it ain't splitting hairs at all. Legal and lawful are like oil and water. Not splitting hairs is two things you cannot mix. You can stir these suckers together all you want. They will separate. Because they're the opposite ends of the spectrum. Law is for the living. Legal is for the dead entities. That ain't splitting hairs, my friend. That's just the way it is. You know, people are all happy. Oh, they're going to legalize marijuana. No, they're going to monopolize a plant and tax you on the plant, making it legal for them, but still illegal for you. Because if you go out and start growing, just the same as the guys who were making liquor a long time ago, you're cutting in on their business. It's not that their liquor was any worse or anything else than the government liquor, but the moonshiners were cutting in on the business. So now they're going to legalize marijuana. Why? Because there's a lot of money in it. And they can tax the snot out of you. But by good God, you go grow a field of weed and see how long you're standing on the street. They come down on you like a ton of bricks. It's illegal for you to do that. Well, you're doing it. Well, yeah, but it's legal for us. But it ain't legal for you. You got to take the legal system. It is too wrong. It is not splitting hairs. You're in a zoo, my friend, and if you don't understand that, you need to start to understand it. Okay? The legal system is the same bars as what is standing in front of a tiger or a lion in a zoo. The legal system took away your freedom just like the zoo took away the animal's freedom. So this nonsense of splitting hairs, get it together. There's no hair splitting going on here at all. You ain't no different than a zoo animal. You're classified as an animal. Every time somebody spits the word out, well, I'm a human. No, you're not. Well, in a way you are, I suppose. Now I'm splitting hairs on myself. Because really, you're just a creature. You're an animal who they have control over, and they can pretty much do what they want with you, just as they do with the tigers and the lions and the giraffes and whatever else they stick behind the bars in the zoo. No, you don't want to fuck the law, right? Legal fuck it too. No, you're backwards, my friend. Embrace the law. Embrace the law. The law is your freedom. Law is too simple, and you already know that. You already know that. What is law? Do no harm. Treat others as you wish to be treated. What is legal? Is you do as we say, or we're going to hurt you. Well, if they hurt you, and it's very simple how they hurt you, they take away your freedom to be who you are, to do what you wish to do, so long as you don't harm anybody. And then they bring in their laws and their licenses saying, well, we're going to harm you if you do what you think you can lawfully do, because you're not in the system of law, because we don't recognize you, the living man or woman. We have no authority over the man or woman, so we created the human and we created the legal system, which means we can do whatever the hell we want with you. Anarchy, this anarchy nonsense, right? This anarchy nonsense. I don't even get that. You know, the anarchists should understand, maybe they do understand. I never really looked into it too much. I looked into it a little bit. Anarchists don't like the legal system. The anarchists, as far as I understand, wish to do whatever the hell they wish to do, so long as they don't harm anybody. So anarchists are really those who embrace the law. I don't think you people harming one another, do you? I don't get that sentence. I want people living with no laws. Okay, you want no laws, so I'll come shoot you in the head. How's that? You feel better about it? You know, I'll come over and kick your ass out of your house and take your house on you like that. That's no law. Would you like that? Would you appreciate that? You know, I'll just come over and steal your kid or your dog. You got a problem with that? You stole my dog. So what? You don't want any law. You ain't got no law. I'm taking your dog. Hell, I'll take your truck while I'm at it too. This is the problem with people. They don't think very well. I want people living with no laws. There is only one law, and that is do no harm. Now, if I come over and steal your dog, I've done you harm. And I need my job as a man, not a human, but as a man, is to undo the harm that I caused you. That's called the law. And if I don't harm you, then you can do what you want, and I'll do what I want, as long as we don't harm each other. You're in law at that point. No law, well, that's getting a little tricky. That means I can do to you whatever I want to do to you, and if you ain't bigger than me, there ain't much you can do about it. No, you don't want to harm anybody, and nobody wants to harm you. That's law. That is a neighborhood or a community, whatever the hell you want to call it, of responsible men and women. Call it anarchy, call it law. But responsibility is where we need to get back to. The legal system says you really don't have to be responsible because we'll take care of that for you. We'll put all the rules and regulations in place so that you will be responsible, whether you understand what responsibility is or not. Of course, everything that we legislate through the legal system is designed to harm you, to put you in the zoo, so to speak, or on the plantation or whatever. But when they peopled, when they sent the settlers to the West, to Canada and America, they didn't send you here for any other reason. They didn't send you here. They sent the people. They peopled the nation. Because without the people on the land, they had no claim to the land. Not the people, but those who created the people. And the people are nothing more than pieces of paper. And that's just what it is. And people need to get that through their heads. It's not really difficult. Not difficult at all. I was saying that I don't think he wants people harming one another, does he? No, that's what I'm trying to tell him. You know, this idea of no laws, and Matty Clues, I thank you for that very much, because that's you go from simple to simplistic, which is too far past simple to work. It's respecting each other. Now, the legal system has no respect for a man or a woman, or they wouldn't have enslaved them the way they do. They wouldn't steal from them the way they do. They wouldn't tax them into the ground the way they do. But then again, the legal system is the opposite of law. And we're entrapped in this nonsense, and we got to get ourselves out of it. It's upside down world. It's the nether world, if you will. Persephone, the wife of Hades, is where the word persona comes from, which is where the word person comes from. And Hades and Persephone lived in the netherworld, okay? The fictional world, if you will. And that's where they have us, in the fictional world. Now, why do you want to live in a fictional world? Why would you want someone who doesn't recognize you as a living man or woman telling you what the hell you can and can't do? That's ludicrous. But this is the system that we find ourselves in, and this is the system we got to break free from. There's nobody in government, there is nobody in the police force, there is nobody in the military, there's nobody in the judicial system that didn't take an oath to serve the state. None of them ever took an oath to serve the men, women, and children of the nation. None of them. So they don't serve you. So why do you listen to them? Why do they have a police force? If they didn't have a police force, okay, if there was no police force, then you wouldn't obey all their stupid ass rules and regulations. The police force is the corporation's club to beat you on the head with. The hall monitor, if you will. To drag you into court, the principal's office, where you get your detention or your marks removed, which would be your labor out of your pocket once you grow up and get to a courthouse. They've just kept everybody in a fictional world and kept them as fictional children, and they abuse constantly. They are the abusers. What's this say? I wish I lived in Yug City. I love traffic. Human deer leaping in front of you and no room for a truck. Okay. Not sure what that means, but whatever. Yeah, so it's pretty simple. We have the story there is, I love this thing, a humbug. You know, the whole thing is always set up as a fraud. And they're all fraudsters. And the beauty of the fraudsters is they tell you exactly what they're going to do. And I think they do that so that they don't feel responsible, maybe, for what they're doing to you. They don't bitch at us. We told you what we were going to do. You know, so we told you. You didn't do nothing about it, so you consented to it. Okay? Silence is consent. So I guess that's why they write all their plans down so we can read them. Now, very few people ever read them because they're not taught to you in school. You never had a class on Rockefeller or Rothschild or the World Bank or probably the UN or any of that stuff. You never had classes on that. They never said, well, here's the plan that they're going to pull on us. They're going to have a couple of world wars, and they're going to create the UN and Israel, and then they're going to take all your land and put you along the rail line, and you won't have any rights except the rights they give you, and they'll decide how much water you get and how much food you get and what kind of food you get. They write all this down. It's not taught in the schools. You don't hear the media puking off about it, but they wrote it down. And we were silent, therefore we consented. So what's the problem? This is the kind of business the lawyers are in. And they write all their stuff down in their legal jargon, which is jargon. And this is used to deceive and gain advantage, which they have done. And now they pretty much at the end game of pulling the rug out from underneath all of the people in all of the nations. And they told everybody exactly what they were going to do, and they're doing it. And nobody said no. So you must like it. You must have consented to it. That's how the legal system works, not how it works in law. These are conspirators. They're traitors. They're treasonous. They're psychopaths. They're sociopaths. And we've been letting them get away with their plans for way, way too long. Now, if we don't start standing up and we don't start really complaining, I don't want to like the word complaining, if we don't start to back them off of us, then we get what they said they were going to do to us, and we really can't bitch about it because they wrote it all down. You know, people are still yipping and yapping about, I mean, it doesn't make, am I the only one this makes totally ill? Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Tinkerbell Trudeau. I mean, you never voted in your life. You never voted for a prime minister. You never voted for a state senator. You never voted. You never voted. Because you can't vote because you're alive. And the system is dead and it's fictional. It's only the fictional. The people can vote. The citizen/subjects can vote, but they're pieces of paper created by these clowns that created the government. Nobody's ever voted for a president. Nobody's ever voted for a prime minister. The party picks who's going to be the president or the prime minister. The people don't pick. The people don't decide. The party decides. Now you got two choices. You can have this one or you can have that one. The only people that vote for the one that becomes the president or the prime minister are those that live in the constituency, but they're not voting for the president or the prime minister either. They're voting for the so-called representative of the district or the municipality or whatever. But they're not voting for the man or woman that and either. They're voting for the fictional character. So, you know, you say, I voted Trump. No, you didn't vote Trump. Because you can't vote Trump. That ain't the way the system's set up. You see Trump's name on the ballot anywhere? See Tinkerbell Trudeau's name on a ballot anywhere? Well, I voted for the one in the candidate in my area for the party. You voted for the party, right? You voted for the party. Well, what the hell does party say? What is a party? We need a party. We need to round these clowns up and have us a party. That's what we need to do. And we best start doing it pretty damn soon. What is a party? A verb of party is have a good time. That sounds pretty good. What's the noun party? A part, a portion, a side. A share, a separation, a division. Oh, why do they have parties? Separation and division keep the people divided. Divide and conquer. Literally, that which is divided. So you've voted for a party in order to keep the men and women of your nation divided and fighting amongst themselves. How brilliant is that? Political sense of side in a contest or dispute, meaning a person. Oh, there's that fiction again. It's from the mid-13th, 15th century. So you never voted for the prime minister or the president. You voted for a party, which is a fictional corporate entity. You voted as the person. You voted as the agent of the person because the person's a piece of paper and can't do anything. So it's a proxy corporate vote. of a party, which is one of two sides, which is designed to separate and divide the men and women. How the hell can anybody call that a nation? Something divided cannot be whole. And something that is whole is not likely to survive. And that's just the way it is. So I guess when I get time, if I can get off, we're doing a major renovation right now, and I'm very busy with it, and but I am going to phone the Peel Police Board and see if I can't get a hold of Mr. Turbin or his handlers or his secretary or whatever and ask what exactly Mr. Turbin meant when he used the term or used the sentence that the police and the police board are owned by the people. See what I get for a nonsensical answer. And I you know, I encourage everyone to engage themselves in making phone calls to their so-called government officials, because it's funnier than hell. I mean, it is way funny. These men and women who are hiding the deception, you can get them running like scared cats, man. You want to have some good, clean fun that doesn't cost you anything but a phone call, start calling your government officials from the local to the federal level and ask them some straight questions and see how they dance. But then that's what puppets do. They dance. It's fun. Try it out. You'll like it. But we have to deal with reality. And the reality is that the world is upside down. And we've got to rock the boat till we flip it and get back to a lawful position where men and women and children actually exist as living, breathing men and women, not some fictional jackass created piece of paper used to deceive you and rob you of your labors and your lives. So, yes, that's good. Wackos and deplorables. That's who we are. We're the wackos and the deplorables who just happen to realize the reality of the situation that we're in. And that makes us very deplorable to the powers that be. Because what is the enemy of the state? The enemy of the state is truth. And I guess that would put us in the realm of deplorables as far as the state is concerned. But never forget, we're going to win because we're supposed to. All people do is got to wake up to the reality of the deception which they've been sucked into from the day they were born and been lied to ever since. And if you like being lied to and you like being deceived and you like being jacked around, you like being told what to do, then engage in the legal fictional world. If you want freedom and peace, then we better head for it. Oh, we better stand as men and women, not as humans. Anyways, I hear music. Show's over. Thank you for listening. If I can think somebody out of my party, that's just the video. Get out there and talk to the folks. Saturday night was making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they warm. They shoot, they kill, they mass on parade. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight and die, cause God forgive.
This is Ozzy Skateboard, and you're listening.